Do you think we're doing the right thing?
Chris, listen. If you really want to do this with your life, you have to believe you're necessary. And you are. The only reason these people get to continue living with their house and their cars that they can't even pay for is because I've got my fingers tipped in their favor on the scale. I pull my hand back, the whole world gets real fucking fair real fucking quickly. And nobody wants them. They say they do, but they don't. These people, they want what we have to give them, but they also want to, you know, play innocent, pretend they don't know where it comes from. That's more hypocrisy than I'm willing to swallow. So fuck them. Fuck normal people. You know, the funny thing is, if we're right about this, then tomorrow morning they're all going to crucify us for being way too reckless. But if we're somehow wrong, those same people are going to laugh their asses off because they're going to look like the biggest pussies God ever let through the door.
Do you think we're going to be wrong?
There are two mindsets that a man can have when trying to change a situation. One is the path of process. Process is the building of a tower. It's slow, it's chewing, it's hypertrophy. But even in its slowness, there's a reliability, a trustworthiness. There's something comfortable about sticking to a process. You know that if you drink that gallon of water, you're gonna get to your goal eventually, and it's gonna mean something.
Do you want me to stare at the camera?
No, you look at me.
Then there's seasons in your life in which you're in war mode. Think of George Washington on the front lines, engaging in guerrilla warfare. As confident as America's founding father would have been, I'm sure there was a level of agony, of deep-rooted fear in leading an army. Some are born great, some achieve greatness, and some have greatness thrust upon them.
So basically, there are seasons of process, what Dan Coe might call monk mode, where you're sort of repeating actions. And they're simple and they're easy to do, like drinking your gallon of water. And then there's seasons in your life where you're really taking in a lot of new stimulus. It's really exciting, it's really dramatic, and overwhelming at times.
And if you're in a similar season, I think this video should speak to you. So here's four ideas on how you can radically improve your life so fast it feels illegal. What is the best of what you already know? Are you doing it?
Man, if you're grumpy in the morning, try to disrupt that. Try to disrupt that. Find a reason to be happy. Find a reason to be grateful. Why am I grateful? What do I have to be grateful about?
When in a period of true pursuit with lots of new stimulus, you need a grounding force. You need to create a deeper understanding of the basics, the things that are true for you. And this happens to us all the time, where we realize there's so many things that they're obvious. They work really well for us, and yet we somehow just stop doing them. Here's a few of mine. Spending an hour in the sun every day. It's not that hard to find the time to spend an hour in the sun, but for someone like me who's been a lifelong insomniac, it makes a huge difference to spend an hour in the sun. Drinking water every day, especially first thing in the morning. When I hydrate early in the morning, I just feel better all day.
What's the basics that you should be doing but that you don't do? What's the best
basics
of what you know?
Basics that I should be doing that I don't do.
It was like praying.
Yeah. I never think about that.
Praying. I should be praying every day, but
you do your research and it says like we need to drink at least like a half a gallon a day. So water, praying, and another one, bro.
Being more thankful, more grateful for
the things that you have. Gratitude
for me. This is what I mean by doing the basics, doing the best of what you know that's simple.
I'm not sure if that tapered fade or whatever still looks good on me, but it's classic, you know? You can't go wrong with a fade haircut. Especially when you're lean and handsome.
When starting a new season of your life, you have to acknowledge that there's already so much info inside you that you could access that is correct for you. And you got to start with the foundation that you can build upon. You're in a period where you're taking on a lot more if it's a wartime season. It's important that you do the things you need to keep yourself grounded. Decide the targets and then become relentless, resolute, and regular. So I recently read through this book, The Triathlon's Training Bible. And one of the ideas that really stuck out to me was this idea of being relentless, regular, and resolute. One of the most common affliction of triathletes is overtraining. They're extremely motivated people. Overuse, overtraining is something that happens all the time. But in that book, the author says really what we're trying to work towards is the minimum amount of effort, the minimum amount stimulus needed to get a result. If you think about it, that's like the highest efficiency way you can do something. And I realize I don't really have that mindset. I'm more of a maximalist. You might be like me, right? If you're trying to get something done, just throw everything at it.
Yo, what's poppin', spicy boys? Welcome to April 1st in Minnesota.
I think it's gonna snow like 5 inches tonight. I had a headache. I couldn't deal with my emotions. Going through a lot right now. Mostly just a lot of homosexual thoughts that I'm trying to shake off. So I decided to get, it's like 9 p.m. right now, 9:30. Spent 50 minutes on the bike. Watched some White Lotus. Great episode.
But with this effort, you risk overdoing it. You risk overtraining. And that, as a result, overall, your output becomes much less. I've come to realize that once you choose your targets, which is important for every new season, it's better to hit it at 80 or 90% every single day. Do not cross that line into overtraining because it's going to lower your overall output. Author Greg McKeown, in his book Essentialism, has made a similar point. He said, do not do more in a day than you can recover from in that day. And there's so many times in this last season, I've done like double shoots or, you know, too many meetings in a day, too many work sessions, too much editing, too much pre-production. I overcook it on one day and then I'm a zombie the next. You need to have the foresight to manage how much you're going to do. This even comes down to your targets. In this book, The Triathlete's Bible, author also talks about how every season should at most have 3 goals. When it comes to goals, some athletes believe that shooting for the stars is a good idea because if they fall short, they can make it to the moon. But reaching a goal doesn't really work that way. Aiming well beyond what is a realistic challenge will produce just the opposite of what you really want. It's good to dream, but the dream can't involve wishing on a star with your fingers crossed. Wisdom for me, as I have gotten older, is truly making a good estimate of what I think I can do. And for a lot of young people, this is difficult to acknowledge. For the youth especially, they like to either set their sights on the moon or nothing at all. But maturity is accepting what is possible for you, still being ambitious, but accepting what is possible for you, and then taking joy and gratitude in that journey. Yo, what's up everyone? Welcome back to the channel. I'm here with David Dunlop. We're just out here. Well, actually what we're doing is we're shooting a VSL, a video sales letter. So this is a very boring professional thing, but it's gotta be done.
Honestly, from my experience working in football strength and conditioning and from seeing the other side as a football player at 2 Division I schools, it's that kickers and punters are too often an afterthought when it comes to strength and conditioning.
What do you think of me as a director, huh, behind the camera?
I don't know if it's like, see, because I'm like a virgin when it comes to filmmaking, so it's like the
That's
first
what
time
I like about you.
Like, yeah, it's gonna be like, it's gonna make the best time, right?
So. In previous seasons, I've set 3 goals at a time, and this season, I'm setting just 2. My first goal is to get to 91 skeletal muscle mass by July of this year. Right now, I'm at around 86. So that's adding 5 pounds of muscle on an in-body scan, which is ambitious, but I think certainly possible for me. And then the second is making 14 excellent videos across my 2 channels, Captain Sinbad and Sinbad Trains.
What does Peter Attia say? Like VO2 max training? That's what this is?
Correct.
And not just making them, but living the ideas of the principles. And wherever that journey takes me, that's where I want to go. And it is terrifying to set my sights on so little because it doesn't feel like enough. You know, it doesn't fully feel like River Rats Part 2 or getting my movie submitted into a feature film festival. But you know what's been amazing? Since I have set my sights a little bit lower, some of these other ancillary goals that I've had, like getting my movie into a festival, they have started to occur. I mean, it's nothing huge, but River Rats Part 1 was accepted into a small film festival here called the Twin Cities Heritage Month Film Festival. And they're paying me $500 to speak on a panel for that film, which is, you know, it's a starting point. It's a promotion. It's going to get things going with that. So what are the goals that are possible for you? What can you actually do in the next 3 months? Figure out what's possible, find gratitude for what is there for the taking, and then resolve to become resolute, regular, relentless. You know, and do not do more in a day than you can recover from. This brings me to the third idea of the video. Go to the places your wartime season will take you. If your goals cause a shift in your identity, if they are a stretch, chances are they will take you to new places, like new physical places. One of the reasons that I've developed such a deep love and appreciation for the Ironman is because it gave me an access to an entirely new universe that wasn't available to me before, which is the open water, the sea. I mean, my channel, for fuck's sakes, it's called Captain Sinbad. I have had a lifelong love of the ocean, of the sea, of a voyage, of a seafaring adventure, of swashbuckling. That's what drew me to this whole freaking thing, okay? And yet I didn't know how to swim all my life. Through triathlon, not only did I figure out how to swim, but how to swim for long distances in the open water. But that first time I had to make it out and try to swim in a lake, it was terrifying. Even the first time I set sights on a lap swim in open water and the deep end of the pool went to 8 feet deep, it was horrifying. You see, when you chase a new ambition and when you're in a wartime season of your life, it's going to take you to new places, and it's scary. Right now, we're somewhere between the pre-production and the start of River Rats Part 2, my year-long feature film effort. And my character, he becomes a bartender and then eventually a chef. So I'm starting bartending school, okay? I know it sounds crazy, but I'm starting bartending school because I don't know how to mix a drink. I mean, I've never worked a service job like that. I used to, I guess, stock the shelves at Target, but I don't really know. I don't even drink alcohol like that. So I don't really know what a mixed drink looks like. I don't know what a screwdriver is. I don't know what any of this stuff is. So I want to learn it. It's often terrifying to bring yourself into new places, but the ideas that you have and the goals that you pursue, they cannot exist in a bubble. You can't do it at home. And you will never unlock a wartime season in your life in which there will be dramatic shifts, dramatic progress if you stay at home. I will even go as far to say that if you stay at home all the time, if you don't explore new places, I don't like you. I sincerely do not like you because you have no arc to your life when you stay at home all the time. I don't care what your mission is. If you want to be an actor, you should be going to the theater. Even if you can't afford a ticket, you should be hanging around out there. You should be trying to get a job working behind the counter. If you want to be a chef, you should get a job in the kitchen or just hang out around the kitchen or go to culinary school or try to become an assistant to someone who runs the culinary school. You need to get into the places where these things are happening because it's not fucking happening in your house. The wartime season doesn't exist at home. Right now, as you go through this exercise, ask yourself, what new places will this season take me? Where do I need to go?
Did you really make 2.5 million last year?
Yeah, sure.
How did you spend it all?
Well, it goes rather quickly, actually. You learn to spend what's in your pocket.
2.5 million goes quickly.
All right, let's see. Taxman takes half up front, leaves you with 1.25. Mortgage is 300. Give like 150 to my parents, keep them going for a bit. How much does that leave me?
800.
800? Right. 150 on the car. 75 on restaurants, 50 on clothes. Put 400 away for a rainy day.
Smart.
Yeah, because as it turns out, the fucking storm is coming.
You still have 125.
Yeah, well, I did spend $76,850 on hookers, booze, and dancers, but mainly hookers.
76,000?
I was a little shocked initially, but then I realized I could write most of it back as an expense. It's true.
New seasons require new skills, and new skills must be tested by a milestone. Mark Cuban, I think, recently said in an interview that if he was a young man today, he would spend all of his time learning about AI. So let's say you're a young man, you hear this interview, and you decide that you are going to find advantage in the new world, and you yourself are going to learn everything you can about AI. Good. But without a milestone by which you test it, whether it's a hackathon or something else, there's no energy behind that. Your ambitions, your goal, they must be put to the test. It's one thing to say you're going to put on 10 pounds of muscle in the next season. It's another entirely to sign up for a powerlifting competition. Even I myself, I was thinking about this for a time, and I realized that there probably is some advantage in learning some of these new technologies. And I still keep stock of Salesforce's newsletter. I realized they launched this new certification, the Agent Force Specialist. Even Matthew McConaughey was in a Salesforce commercial about Agent Force, which just got launched. Not only that, the certification is free right now. Normally Salesforce certs, they cost like $200 the first time you take it, and then $100 every time after. Right now that Agent Force certification, I just signed up for it, it's free. So you see, the new season will demand new skills, and the skills must be put to the test with a new milestone. When an event is 3 months away and all expenses have been prepaid, there's no way out but through. That's a powerful place to be. And if that sounds stressful, good, because it means the wartime season truly is underway. If you're new here, my name is Nikhil. This channel features one video every 2 weeks exploring the ideas of what it means to succeed as a creative entrepreneur. If that intrigues you, consider subscribing. I also have a newsletter that I put out every 2 weeks that really helps me synthesize these videos in written format. So if you want to check that out, I'd love it for you to subscribe to that newsletter as well. And lastly, you can follow me on Instagram for more behind the scenes content on how I'm working on some of my goals this year, a feature film project, more endurance events, and beyond. I'm hoping that through sharing my journey, I can give some credibility, some insight to someone who might be working on something similar. So if that appeals to you, all the links are in the description box. But with that being said, for those of us who move into a wartime season with enthusiasm, to us I say greatness is coming. We'll catch you next time.